My sister is 4'8" and about 95 pounds.
I'm 5 foot tall. Why do you say that? I'm 5 foot tall.
I'm not too.
So okay. What?
4'10".
No, I am 5 foot tall, like legit.
Legit? She's legit 5 foot tall.
Like, don't take those inches away from me.
Okay.
So, this is my sister Stephanie, and she's been giving me shit for about a year that she hasn't been officially on the channel.
A little bit of shit.
A little bit.
Not a lot, just a little.
If you hear sounds in the background, that is someone trying to kill varmints that are eating the fruit that my dad is growing in the backyard. I'm gonna leave it at that. All right, so we posted a picture on Instagram and you guys dropped some questions. I think we're gonna, you have obviously the talented Miss Crapper is gonna read them off. Are we gonna forego the military stuff?
I mean, I might throw one in there. We'll try to stick to pertinent questions for both of you. All
right, so we asked to do a Q&A with her. Of course, you guys asked a bunch of military stuff. All right. First question.
Number one, Rowdy Grover. Who is older?
What?
Rowdy Grover.
Obviously, I'm
the youngest. Oh, I thought Rowdy Grover was
the
question. Yeah.
Hello.
She's 35 and I'm 36.
I'm 32. In July, actually 31, gonna be 32.
Okay.
He is
she's the
oldest.
She's the baby.
Okay.
She acts like the baby.
Because I am.
Rowdy Grover also wants to know, was Nick a little shit growing up?
Absolutely. There's
that's not
no
true.
Question. But okay, no.
Dad says that I was a sweet boy.
No, you were a sweet boy. Like, we were talking about us, like, playing Batman when we were little and stuff. Like, we had a good little thing going on for a little bit, and then you became a little shit and like didn't want me in your room and
No, they're talking about like as like kids.
We were kids. You didn't want me in your room.
No, I was a sweet boy, and you were a little shit.
No. No, you were sweet. You were sweet.
Where did you guys grow up?
Where did you grow up?
So initially grew up in Boca Raton, then moved to Pensacola and stayed.
No.
But yeah. Enterprise. We stayed at Enterprise for a little bit.
Long time. How long were you at Enterprise?
7 years.
7 years.
Okay. So we were there in Enterprise for a little bit.
So basically, she's a Florida girl slash of what was it? Florabama.
No, I mean I love Alabama because I met like my best friend in Alabama. So I mean I
forgot. Is that where you met Lemmy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Lemmy.
All right, there you go.
Is from Nettie the Lionheart. Is she single?
Technically.
Are we going by like for tax purposes or are we going off of? No, for real.
You're not single?
I am not single.
Okay, next question.
I have a smoking super hot boyfriend.
You're just saying that because he's here.
Yeah.
If he wasn't here, I would just be, what would I say?
Hi, Pfizer!
What Tony Ziziano says, what part of Greece is your family from?
Do you know?
Well, where they live now or where they're like actually
where
from? Loutraki
is
where they live now.
Yeah, where are they from? Where's Papu from?
Like, Papu is from Samos.
Yeah, good job.
Okay.
Where's Jaya from?
Why are you like trying? You're trying to put me out there. I see how you're doing. Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay.
Where's Jaya from?
That I can't think of right now.
Can't ever get a straight answer. Next question.
Miss Tisha wants to know is who was the meanest?
Oh, that's easy. Me.
At least she's honest about that. Next question.
That was an easy one. Me.
Still the meanest.
Take that.
Shaking Boots wants to know how many times did Stephanie bail you out of trouble?
Never.
None.
No.
But I didn't have the means to like, how would I bail you out?
She's 5 foot nothing.
Like what was I gonna do?
What is she gonna do?
Yeah, what was I gonna do? Like show up like,
I'm helping.
Help my brother. Like.
Most of the trouble that I got into as a child, there's nothing that she could have done.
This is an anonymous one. It says, how old were both of you when you lost your virginity?
Cannot.
I don't want to talk about that.
No, we're not discussing that.
That was your dad's question. You have to answer it.
Oh my god, that was my dad's question! Shit!
That was the most
We'd have to answer this.
No, I'm not answering that.
I'm not. Me either.
My daughter's sitting right here.
Yeah.
Pass. Hard pass. Moving
on. Not doing it.
One of those things, what were we just talking about? Taking something to the grave?
No, I'll take it.
It's going to the grave.
I was...
I don't want to know. Keep your mouth shut.
Nope, I lost my virginity when I had Jameson. That was it.
Good job. When you had Jameson.
That was it.
Jameson was immaculate conception.
Matt's 24 wants to know is how is military relationships? How are military relationships slash veteran relationships?
Hell yeah. How's your relationship?
Being with veteran?
Being with for the first time. So to fill you guys in, my sister for the first time ever is actually with a real man. I actually like him more than I like my sister.
I resent that. No, it's not terrible. It's not terrible by any means.
There's just some extra stuff.
Yeah, there's just extra stuff that goes with it. But, I mean, it's not terrible.
But could you go back to the other way?
I would never go back to the other way. I'm very happy where I'm at now, so
yeah.
I would never go back.
So they said, what are the pros and cons?
Pros and cons. Pro is...
Capable.
Physically fit. Physically fit's a big part of it. He's
disciplined.
He's disciplined, organized. Like, I'm a very organized person, so, like, him being organized
can
is,
handle
like,
stress.
Yeah, he can handle stress. He's good about, like, when we say we're going to do this, it's just on a timeline. Sleeping is a con.
Yeah, we don't sleep. That's not a thing.
The sleeping part's the con.
How difficult was it for your sister while you were deployed? And what did she do to cope with that?
Oh, okay, so first of all, it wasn't very difficult when I was deployed for her because she didn't even know there was a war going on.
That's bullshit.
So she was having she was having a great time.
I was in college. Yes, was I having a good time? Yes, was I worried about you? Absolutely. Me and Mom were and Dad were constantly worried about you and
I saw pictures on MySpace. You were just doing jello shots and having a good time. You didn't look worried about me at all.
So I can't have a good time because you're deployed?
Yeah, of course not.
Like, I was having a good time, but was I worried? Yes. Like,
you should have wore like the Yaya outfit, all black, and just being like in mourning.
Yeah, just like the whole time.
So I get back.
Yeah, no, I was having a good time, but I still was thinking of you, like in here. It was all in here. It was. And I would email you and stuff.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I emailed you all the time.
You must have gotten lost.
No, you're lying now.
What is it like growing up with Nick as your big brother?
It's good. It is. Like, I talk so much shit and just play around with you and mess with you because it's fun and easy. But it really is good. It's good to know that I have somebody that always has my back.
Oh, feelings.
Love you.
Nice. What was your most fun memory together?
Do you have one? You're thinking hard. There must not be a lot.
There's a lot. I'm just like, yeah. I'm processing.
I know. There is a lot. We had a lot of good times. We still have good times.
Here's the thing is like, you gotta, I guess you'd have to say like which
era
of time, you know? Because we've,
like,
you know,
if you're talking about...
A lot of shit has happened.
Yeah.
Did you guys have fun in Greece? Did you have a really fun, like...
Oh, I had a great time in Greece.
We had a good time in Greece.
I had a real great time in Greece.
Yes.
Last question.
This is from Megan. Meow so hard, Megan. What are things that you value most about having your big brother?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you gotta say nice things about me.
It's a hard one. I love that I can talk to my brother about anything and there's no judgment.
Nope.
I love that I can call my brother no matter what about anything. He might not answer right then, which is very often, but I know his ass is gonna call me back.
I'll call you back. I'm a busy guy.
Yeah, he's very busy. And I love that you're just very accepting. You're just no judgment. As long as you're happy, I'm happy is how you look at it. I love that about you.
Is that the way Dad is?
Sometimes.
So the one thing that I've been on her about she wants to do is you've been wanting to start a YouTube channel about makeup tutorials, right?
Yeah.
And there's a million out there, right?
Gajillion, yes.
And is that what's keeping you from doing it?
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot, yeah.
She's really good. And I think she should do it.
Yeah, I want to do it.
You just got to do it.
Yeah, I got to go out there and just do it.
So pay attention. You might be getting recommendations for my sister's
YouTube, your makeup?
YouTube makeup tutorial.
Give you some recommendations.
I'm not sure you guys would, might be a different audience, but I think she should do it.
Well, if it's men, they still have like girlfriends.
What's the name of your channel?
Stephanie Celeste.
Is it up?
It's up, but I don't have a video yet.
I'm going to tag it. So at the end of the video, you can go subscribe to Stephanie for less.
However,
there's nothing there, but
he owns kumalazzos.com. He bought that domain.
So like that's off limits. Is that what you're trying to say?
I own all of our if there's a domain that has our name, I own all of them.
Yeah. But got it.
So we can you can buy it from me. I can sell it to you.
Hell no, I ain't buying shit from you.